Let's take a look at some farm news here for you on your Wednesday. Presidential budget proposals have been dead on arrival before, but however, the Hagstrom Report says no budget outline has been as dead as the one President Trump sent to members of Congress on Monday. No one in the entire American food chain seems happy with what they've seen. Everyone from members of Congress to farm leaders, crop insurance executives, as well as anti-hunger activists and grocery store lobbyists are denouncing the plan. Trump's plan calls for cutting the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and making food package part of the benefits. The budget also proposes eliminating premium subsidies, commodity payments, and conservation program eligibility for farmers with adjusted gross incomes of more than $500,000. It also proposes many other changes designed to reduce payments to farmers. The budget also proposes establishing user fees for many of the programs within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The proposal says it would save $260 billion over 10 years, including $213 billion of those savings from SNAP. Farm program cuts would total $47 billion over 10 years, including $25 billion from crop insurance and $13 billion from streamlining conservation practices. The American Farm Bureau Federation says President's infrastructure proposal would be a long overdue improvement to rural areas. The proposed $50 billion will fund rural infrastructure projects. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley says the funding would provide a boost for rural communities.
That means a lot to rural America, the opportunity that those dollars are available strictly to rural America, and it's available for a whole host of projects. The other thing that's appealing about that is that it provides a lot of local control back to the states to prioritize those rural projects that are most needed in their communities. There's other parts that are obviously helpful in the proposal, from permitting, streamlining, and other improvements, but that's a big piece.
Walmsley says various types of infrastructures are important to farm and ranch business.
Farmers are pretty dependent on a whole host of different infrastructure needs, from roads and bridges to our inland waterways to rail to rural water systems, obviously broadband, being able to connect to the world and having access to that technology and connecting many of the innovative things we're doing on our farm through smart farming and different technologies, and something that we appreciate the president pushing forward, recognizing the unique needs of rural America.
Walmsley said AFBF will work with others in agriculture to support improvements to the rural infrastructure.
Obviously, the challenge will be on the Hill. Ultimately, Congress will decide what an infrastructure package looks like as they write the laws, and we're willing and able to work with our partners there to move this package forward.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley. The American Soybean Association has announced that it has hired Ryan Finley as its new chief executive officer. He replaces Steven Sensky, who is now the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. ASA President John Heisdorfer, an Iowa soybean farmer, says they are extremely pleased to have found someone of Finley's caliber and experience to lead the organization into its next chapter as a first-class commodity organization. Ryan's background of growing up on a farm and working for the Michigan Farm Bureau and Syngenta give him the right combination of life and work experience that will serve ASA well in the coming years, says Heisdorfer. Finley says, "I'm honored to lead a premier policy organization that I've worked with and admired over the years." The National Biodiesel Board issued a statement congratulating Finley on his new position. The NBB says, "ASA and its members have been leaders in the advancement of the biodiesel industry since the beginning. We look forward to continuing our strong relationship with the Soybean Association as we grow biodiesel use across America." Feeding Minds Press is a new children's book venture from the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The goal is to bring children accurate knowledge about how their food is grown. The new publisher's first book will be titled Right This Very Minute and is scheduled to release January of 2019, just in time for the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention. The Foundation's announcement says the Right This Very Minute is the perfect book to launch this exciting new project. They call it a great story and tells kids every minute of every day someone somewhere is working to bring food to their table. Julia Recco, Director of Education Outreach with the Farm Bureau Foundation, says they've been working every year to find books that support their mission, but it's really no longer an option. It's become more and more difficult to discover books that meet our specific needs, she says. We feel this is the next logical step in educational outreach. Feeding Minds Press intends to regularly publish new books that show how farmers are using technology to better grow crops and livestock. They plan to also accept submissions for new books that bring modern agriculture to life. That's been a look at farm news here on KLGR.